Leadership by Doris Kearns. Goodwin. Leadership in Turbulent Times by Doris Kearns. Goodwin. Introduction. The enduring question of leadership as we navigate the complexities of our modern world, the question of what makes a true leader remains as pertinent as ever. In Leadership in Turbulent Times, I delve into the lives and leadership styles of four of America's most revered presidents: Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson. Through their stories, we uncover the timeless principles of transformative leadership that are as relevant today as they were during their times. Part 1. Abraham Lincoln. Leading with empathy and integrity. Abraham Lincoln's journey to the presidency was marked by hardship and self-education, qualities that profoundly shaped his character. His early life, filled with personal struggles and a deep commitment to learning, laid the foundation for his empathetic and morally grounded leadership. During the Civil War, Lincoln faced the monumental task of uniting a nation torn apart by conflict and deep-seated differences. Lincoln's immense capacity for empathy was a defining quality. He could understand and address the concerns of diverse groups, from the abolitionists to the border states. This empathy, coupled with his moral courage and integrity, guided his decisions even when they were unpopular. For instance, his decision to issue the Emancipation Proclamation, despite its potential political backlash, was a testament to his commitment to what he believed was right. Lincoln's ability to navigate complex political environments and build coalitions to achieve social progress highlights the importance of pragmatism and strategic thinking in effective leadership. He reached out to his former arch rivals, incorporating them into his administration to strengthen his coalition and ensure the passage of critical legislation. This pragmatic approach, though often overlooked, was crucial in his success during the Civil War. Part 2. Theodore Roosevelt. The power of vision and resilience. Theodore Roosevelt's leadership was characterized by his boundless energy, visionary thinking, and unwavering resilience. Roosevelt's life was a testament to the power of personal transformation. After suffering a personal crisis following the death of his wife and mother on the same day, he underwent a period of introspection and self-reinvention. This crisis ultimately strengthened his resolve and sharpened his vision for the future. Roosevelt's presidency was marked by his trust-busting policies and his commitment to conservation. His vision for a more equitable society and a protected environment drove his decisions, even in the face of fierce opposition. His leadership style was assertive and sometimes confrontational, yet it was also deeply rooted in a sense of justice and a desire to protect the vulnerable. One of Roosevelt's greatest strengths was his ability to communicate effectively with the public. He understood the power of rhetoric and used it to mobilize support for his policies. His big stick diplomacy, a combination of negotiation and the threat of force, exemplified his pragmatic yet principled approach to leadership. Part 3. Franklin D. Roosevelt. Leading through crisis and adaptation. Franklin D. Roosevelt's leadership during the Great Depression and World War II is a prime example of adaptability and visionary change. FDR's personal crisis came in the form of polio, which he contracted in 1921. This debilitating illness forced him to adapt and find new ways to lead, ultimately making him a more empathetic and resilient leader. FDR's New Deal programs were a direct response to the economic crisis of the Great Depression. His leadership was marked by a willingness to experiment and adapt policies as needed. The creation of programs like the Works Progress Administration and the Civilian Conservation Corps demonstrated his commitment to addressing the immediate needs of the American people, while also laying the groundwork for long-term economic recovery. During World War II, FDR's leadership was crucial in rallying the nation and coordinating the war effort. His ability to work with other world leaders, such as Winston Churchill and Joseph Stalin, showcased his diplomatic skills and his capacity to build alliances. FDR's leadership during this period was a blend of vision, resilience, and adaptability, qualities that were essential in navigating the tumultuous waters of global conflict. Terwarner, to Part 4, Lyndon B. Johnson, The Pragmatic Approach to Social Justice. Lyndon B. Johnson's leadership was characterized by his pragmatic approach to social justice. Johnson's mastery of procedural tactics and his ability to maneuver through complex political landscapes were key to his successes. His promotion of civil rights legislation, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, was a testament to his strategic thinking and negotiation skills. Johnson's leadership was also marked by his ability to combine his personal ambitions with a sense of greater national purpose. His Great Society programs aimed to address poverty, education, and healthcare, reflecting his commitment to social justice and equality. However, his involvement in the Vietnam War, which lacked a clear national purpose, highlighted the importance of aligning personal ambitions with a broader sense of purpose. Neuron, Part 5, Common Threads of Effective Leadership. As we examine the lives and leadership styles of these four presidents, several common threads emerge. Vision, resilience, empathy, adaptability, and pragmatism are the foundational principles of effective leadership. These qualities are not innate, but are developed through personal crises, strategic thinking, and a commitment to a greater purpose. Great leaders are not born. They are made through their experiences and their willingness to learn and adapt. Lincoln's empathy, Roosevelt's vision, FDR's adaptability, and Johnson's pragmatism all demonstrate that leadership is a multifaceted endeavor that requires a combination of strengths and a deep understanding of human nature. Part 6, Applying Timeless Lessons to Modern Challenges. The stories of these transformational presidents offer us more than just historical insight. They provide practical strategies for leadership in our own lives. By reflecting on their experiences and internalizing their leadership qualities, we can cultivate our own leadership potential. In today's world, where challenges are myriad and complex, the lessons from Lincoln, Roosevelt, FDR, and Johnson are more relevant than ever. Whether you are a leader in your community, your organization, or your personal life, the principles of empathy, vision, resilience, adaptability, and pragmatism can guide you through turbulent times. As you navigate your own leadership journey, remember that personal crises can be transformative. Reflect on how you have overcome challenges in the past and how you can apply those lessons to the professional and personal crises you may face in the future. By doing so, you will be better equipped to rise to the occasion and lead with the courage, empathy, and vision that define true leadership.